produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Worship you for the mighty things you do. I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
Hello, this is Josie, Josie's Inspiration, and it is October 2022, fourth quarter of this year. And as I record this show, October 2nd, my topic is The Eye of the Storm. There is a song recorded by Christian musician Ryan Stevenson called Eye of the Storm. And the lyrics go, "In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm." The eye of the storm has dual meanings for me, as we're currently in the Atlantic hurricane season, which is from June through November. It's a time when tropical cyclones form in the Atlantic Ocean, and they're referred to as either hurricanes, tropical storms, or tropical depressions in North America. They have different categories, and a category 4 hurricane are considered tropical cyclones because they maintain sustained winds of 130 to 156 miles per hour. Recently, I was thinking about Eye of the Storm, EYE, but also thinking about I, the letter I of the storm. Both EYE and I are considered homophones because they have the same sound or pronunciation. Iris was an I named storm, October 4th, 2001 to October 9th, 2001. It went through Jamaica, Honduras, Belize, Guatemala, Eastern Mexico. It was a rough storm. Isidore, September 14, 2002 to September 27, 2002, was a Category 3 storm that went through Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, Cuba, the Yucatan Peninsula, Louisiana, and Mississippi. September 6, 2003 to September 20th, 2003, Category 5 storm Isabel roared through Virginia, which is my home. And Virginia also reported the most deaths and damage from that particular hurricane. Electric service was disrupted in areas of Virginia for several days. And in more rural areas, they were without electricity for weeks. And rainfall from Isabel went from South Carolina to Maine and westward to Michigan. Category 5 storm Ivan, September 2nd, 2004 to September 25th, 2004, especially struck Grenada. It also went through Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica, Hispaniola, Grand Cayman, Cuba, Eastern United States, Florida, Alabama, most of the United States Gulf Coast, and Atlantic Canada. Hurricane Ike, September 1st through September 15, 2008, touched the Bahamas, Texas, all the way to Canada, and it brought on 24-foot storm surges. Irene, August 21st through August 30th, 2011. September 5th through 9th, 2017, there was Category 5 storm Irma. And just last year, Ida, August 26th through September 4th, 2021. And it was a Category 4 storm that went from Louisiana to Connecticut. Recently, I've watched our newest eye storm, Hurricane Ian, struck September 23rd, 2022, through today, October 2nd, 2022. It touched Trinidad, Tobago, Florida, the Carolinas, and Virginia. And as we're watching this storm, particularly as I'm watching this storm, I thought back to September 2003, when Hurricane Isabel roared through Richmond. it was very memorable to me at that time because I had just completed a stem cell transplant for my second cancer diagnosis. I was in the 9th floor of the hospital, and I could hear the winds whistling, and I felt the force of the winds against the building. It felt like it was swaying. When I looked out the windows, the streets were dark, as the power was out for days. Hurricanes have immense power. The eye of the storm, and these eye storms have wreaked havoc. And I've been watching the news this past week as Ian has just devastated communities in Florida. And I think about those who talk about being in the eye of the storm, those who chose to ride out the storm rather than leaving, or those who possibly did not have enough time to leave, or even homeless people that had nowhere to go, who bore the brunt of the storms. Can you imagine being in a storm that is 150 miles an hour roaring around you? I can close my eyes and I can remember the feeling during Hurricane Isabel in 2003, knowing that outside my hospital, the storms were just raging. They were blowing so hard. During the daytime, I would see trash cans and things just blowing down the street, just like someone was rolling it. And at night, when I would look out the window, I could see nothing because it was pitch black, but I could hear the wind howling, and I could feel the pressure of the winds against the window in my hospital room. It was terrifying. So when I think about the eye of the storm, and I think about the lyrics of the song, The Eye of the Storm, when it says, my hopes and dreams are far from me, and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name, in the eye of the storms. And there's another hymn, Stand By Me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the host of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. In the midst of my faults and failures, stand by me. When I do the best I can and my friends misunderstand, thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. When my foes in battle array undertake to stop my way, thou who save Paul and Silas, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, O thou lily of the valley, stand by me. You know, there are storms in our lives, and oftentimes when we're in the midst of a storm, we feel that it is just so overpowering that we don't know what to do, that we don't know which way to go. It feels like all hope is lost. But if we can have a moment just to think about our faith and understand that through the storms of life, we have a Savior who is able to calm the storm, who is able to bring relief and help us understand that the storm doesn't last always. And when we're in the midst of a storm, if we can reflect on good times and remember the times that we have experienced where there have been storms in our life and remember how he's brought us through those storms. I think about that period of time being in the hospital. It was a stormy time, not just outside my window, but it was stormy in my life because I was going through cancer for the second time. The doctors wanted to try something different instead of the traditional chemo and radiation. They proposed a stem cell transplant, a stem cell transplant where they would extract the stem cells from my body and they would freeze them. And they would then give me high-dose chemotherapy. They would cryogenically then do the same with the stem cells and treat them. And then they reimplanted them into my body. But during the period of time that I was undergoing that process of having the stem cells extracted, of having the high-dose chemotherapy, my body was vulnerable because they had to bring my blood count down, my immune system down, so that my white blood count was literally almost non-existent. And that's what would allow my body to fight infections. But they needed to do that in order to extract the stem cells. And I remember having blood transfusions. I remember having pneumonia. I remember not being able to go anywhere, and this was even before there were mask wearing as a result of COVID. I had to wear a mask. I could not be around people, couldn't eat at a fast food place, could not eat at buffets, and I still don't eat at buffets because I became aware of the vulnerability of my body to being subject to germs where various people are touching the buffets, and sometimes children are reaching into the buffets. And so I became aware of how fragile my body was. And so even today, I don't eat from buffets. But that period felt like a storm in my life. I didn't know when it was going to end, because from the first diagnosis, I thought I had done everything the doctors had asked me to do. And here I was 2 years later at that same place of being diagnosed again with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so for me, there was a storm raging in my life. And I only needed to hold on to my faith because that was all that I had. I did not know if the doctors would have the answers this time because I trusted them before. And they didn't get it right, or should I say, they did not what I hoped they would do, was to cure me. But when we're in the midst of storms, sometimes there's not a cure, but sometimes there is an answer. That answer isn't always in the hands of the doctors. That answer comes through our faith and understanding that our Lord and Savior is the one who provides. He provides directions for our lives. He provides directions to the doctors. And so even today, as I've gone through diagnosis one, diagnosis two, diagnosis three, and diagnosis four, I'm still here and I'm grateful. I'm grateful because God provides the answers. He provides the direction for my providers, for my caregivers, for my doctors, and he provides the answer for me. When I look back at the lyrics, when my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I pictured slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find peace in Jesus' name in the eye of the storm. There are always going to be storms in our life. It's going to feel like we're being tossed about. There was even an article I read today about a gentleman who talked about just deciding to ride out the storm on his boat, thinking that he had sufficiently tied it to other boats and to the posts in the marina. He believed that he was going to be safe. But once the storm was raging, his boat was tossed about. It broke free from all the things that he had tied it to. And he just rode out the storm in the eye of that storm. So what do we do when there is a storm approaching us? Do we stop in fear? Do we hover? Do we doubt? Do we cry? We know who rules the wind and water. We know that in the midst of tribulation, God stands by us. We know that he's never lost a battle, and that in the midst of our faults and our failures, that he will stand by us. When others don't understand what we're going through, he does, and he stands by us. I know recently when I attended my mother-in-law's funeral, someone said to me, having seen me do Facebook Lives and chemo, they looked at me and they said, I know this sounds silly, but were you really sick? Because you don't look like you have been through what you've been through. And I paused, but to me, that was a compliment, because what I know is what they're seeing in me is what God has done in me. No, I don't look like cancer. I don't know what cancer looks like, but I know that there are people whose lives have ended due to cancer. And many people who undergo cancer give up. But I never give up. I never give in, because my faith is strong, because I know who stands by me. I know that he knows all about me. And so in the midst of whatever storms are raging, when I feel like I'm in the eye of a storm, I hold tight, because he is my fortress. He is my strength. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams and renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, because you, Father God, are close beside me in the eye of the storm. So whatever storms life tosses at you, hold tight. Hold tight to your faith. Hold tight to him. And know that he has a purpose for your life. And his purpose is to show that at the end of that storm, when you're still standing, you can testify that no test is too great for our God, that there is no tribulation that can try him that he cannot answer. And so as the storms of life rage, Lord, I just always know that you will bring peace in my life and in my home and in my body. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you that the eye of the storm, be it the EYE, the storms that rage around us, or the hurricanes with their numerous names, and particularly all of those eye storms, Ian, as it leaves today, but still leaves remnants of destruction up and down the East Coast, Puerto Rico, and all throughout, still causing havoc, floods, and rain. The eye of the storm may be raging, dear Lord, but with you, I feel peace. I know peace. And peace, be still. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is for you. Thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Rev. Lydia Speaks Network. Everybody who's ever listened to me knows that I love my early morning quiet time. You may find me, depending on the weather, on a walk of solitude or sitting comfortably on my porch swing. And this morning was no different. Only when I stepped out to check on my fall plantings, the grass was extra wet. The petals of my plants didn't just glisten. They had drips of life-giving water. So I thought to myself, this is what makes this time of the morning so magical, as if you were being anointed yourself by a tiny blessing as a reward for waking up early enough to experience the providence of the divine. This is how the divine prepares the earth, the plants, and yes, you, for the parching of the day ahead. Now, it only lasts until the sun is in full swing, but if you allow it to, this freshness of God will permeate you as it does the ground on which you stand, giving you permission to begin again your journey on the road to living and loving your purpose. Reminding you how blessed you are to be here one more day to explore the riches of experiences of this new time. And just as God provided for the Israelites in the desert with dew for water to drink and manna for each day, so too he provides for us. And to be truly transparent, I needed all of this. The last couple of weeks have been a little bit overwhelming for me, to say the least. The struggle to keep up has been very draining, which results in little sleep, which leads to making mistakes. Even trying to get away long enough to reconnect to my source was kind of hard. And when that happens, and I really bless God that it doesn't happen often, instead of trying to find alignment, I allow alignment to find me. I know that sounds strange, so let me explain. You see, I deeply believe that everything you will ever desire for yourself is within your vortex of thought and consciousness. And when you and the things you desire are not in alignment, it's impossible for them to manifest because you're not on the same frequency, because your consciousness is from God, your source. And when you are sick, worried, distracted by any means, it's easy to float away from that good that is the thoughts of God for you. They haven't changed, and to be sure, God hasn't changed. But the frailty of the human side of you is strained beyond being able to believe in you being one with that much goodness. So at that time, I allow myself to step back and look into the vortex and see what it is that I desire, because it's all there. And I move my mind to the feeling of what it looks like, what it feels like, even tastes and smells like, to be one with those things. Now, I know full well that the desires of my heart pale in comparison to the thoughts and blessings of God for my life. But allowing this feeling of the all good to flow into my broken pieces of me strengthens me. And it strengthens me in the same way that the Japanese art of kintsugi does for a broken artifact. Kintsugi is where they take the broken pieces of a vase or a plate or whatever it is, and they fill the cracks with gold or some other precious metal, and it makes it much more precious and stronger. And in those times, the times that I can feel most vulnerable, the strength of the divine is most obvious. It's like that gold and silver. It's almost like God is saying to me, "Are you done doing it for yourself yet? Girl, move." It always amazes me how, even though I know that I am not alone, that I am supported by the loving arms of God, that I can go off, and how I will still have those unclear moments. I don't know. I've been through enough, and God has brought me through so much that I'm the one in a million that should never doubt. And I give thanks and praise for the knowledge of how to come back. This is why it's so important to be and stay connected to your source of life. You see, God knows how much you can take. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, that no temptation has overtaken you except that which is common to mankind. But God is faithful, and he won't let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. And when you are tempted, he will provide a way out so that you can endure it. We get weak, and when we do, it's easy to give up. And I found that it's at the moments of giving in that we are so close to crossing the finish line as a winner. That's when the fear of prosperity kicks in. I do believe that's what changes our positivity into doubt and fear, possibly from some remnant of a trauma that was instilled in us over generations, because your body has muscle memory and it also has tissue memory. And we are 7 generations ahead and 7 generations beneath us, and all of that trauma and everything that our ancestors have been through, our bodies remember. But we were meant to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. If only you could see what God sees in and for you, It's so easy to get caught up in the what's next in our lives, in our careers, and for our families. But let me help you to free your mind just a little bit. I'm going to tell you something. Come a little bit closer. It's not yours to bear. I'm going to say it again. That burden, whatever it is not yours to bear. Nowhere in Scripture or in any holy book that I've ever read does it say, figure it out for yourself. But you say, in the Bible, it does say, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, let me explain that to you. I'm convinced that that means that as you get to the crossroads, and since you have free will, it's your decision. But ultimately, if you choose the way laid out by the divine, there is a way out of every situation. Yep, I got all of this from walking barefoot in some wet grass. That's why I love my alone time. As the song says, I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ears, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I'm his own. And the love we share as I tarry there, no other has ever known. Can you get with that? How beautiful is that? That God loves you so much. Each one of us has our own walk with God. Walk in your purpose, not mine, not what you think your mother and father wanted you to do, not what your sister has done. Walk in your purpose. The time spent alone with God will tell you exactly what your purpose is. You can read your scripture, and you can think you understand your scripture, and you can hide it in your heart. But as soon as something traumatic happens, it's like all of that, poof. And all you can do is say, I'm lost. And if you have the presence of mind to say, God, help me. And if you have the presence of mind to remember, and yes, there's a hyphen between R-E and M-E-M-B-E-R. To remember means to go back to being who you are, part of the body of Christ. And every part is important. Every part. As the Bible says, does the toe, because it is not the brain, say it's no good? Every member has a purpose. If you don't believe me, get a pain in your big toe and see how strong and steady you can stand. It cannot be done. Get a pain in your arm and see, don't you favor that pain more than you do the arm that is strong and equally strong as any other part of your body. When you spend alone time in the garden of your thoughts, in the dew and refreshing of the drips of love that he pours on you, there's nothing that can take you away from that. That time is precious. That time is special. In the garden of your consciousness, there is peace. And I often talk about the vortex of energy that is your source, that is God. And somebody says to me one time before that sounds so strong that it's no way that you can just be within that vortex. You were made from that vortex. The human being is the only thing that God breathed breath into. Everything else he spoke into being. But man, that was personal. If somebody is drowning and you give them mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, that's your oxygen going into their lungs to refresh them, to bring them back to life. Tell me that's not personal. And I'm telling you, the God of the universe wants to be that personal with you. So yes, take your time. See God in every drip drop of water, every blade of wet grass, every glistening petal of the flowers that you're looking at. Know that refreshment comes from God. Know that stagnation comes from you ignoring all of this, and nothing grows in stagnation. and nothing grows from a comfort zone. You need to be strong enough in your vibrance and your beauty to when you are stagnant, you're like the lotus that grows in the mud. It needs the mud because mud contains minerals. The word of God is the strength and the vitamin pill that you need, that you always have to be in connection with. This is something that I cannot stress enough. This world will take you out. There's so much that you have to do. You wake up in the morning, the clock alarms, you get up, and for most people, it's like, okay, another day. Before you can get out of bed, your mind starts to travel as to what you need to do, what you did not get done yesterday, why you have to do what you want to do, and before your feet hit the ground, you're exhausted. Why not do this? Let's change this perspective a little bit. Before the clock wakes up, before you hear the buzz, the alarm, or whatever it is, and you're laying there and you're halfway between dream and reality, give thanks to God. Because you're coming out of a sleep. You didn't have to wake up. You didn't have to have one more day to get it right. But he chose to share this day, this time, this moment with you. And when you wake up to that, and you know that that is the truth, there's nothing that can stop you throughout that day. Now give back that time to God. Sit quietly for, if it's only 5 minutes, and count your blessings. I know you might have to get your children ready for school, but give thanks and blessings that you have your children and that they are healthy and they have schools to go to and they are intelligent enough to understand. Give thanks for the water to wash your face with, to brush your teeth with. There's food somewhere downstairs in your refrigerator. And there is electricity to run your refrigerator. There are times when things will happen to you that it will take you out and make you want to say, I give up. But if you just, for 5 seconds, count the blessing of being able to take a deep breath to even say, I give up. There are people that can't breathe without assistance. So you see, the things that we think we need and think we need more of, important as they may be, there's nothing more important than your time alone in the garden of consciousness with God. It's refreshing. This is how you start your day. No matter how the day before it ended, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And I can tell you that because I lived that. There were times where I didn't think that I would get through the night. I didn't sleep at all. I was worried about things. Now, when you worry about something, does any thought as to how to cure it come to you? I'm going to answer that for you, no, because God does not work in chaos. He only works in peace. And whatever is going on with you, if you ask him to walk with you through it, that is peace. It doesn't have to be so quiet in the house. It doesn't have to be that you're alone somewhere in a beautiful garden, the garden of your mind. It can put you where you want to be, where you need to be, for as long as you give it. And the longer you get it, the longer you keep it throughout the day. When things start to happen in the middle of the day, you can put yourself back in that happy place. Feel your toes in the wet grass. Feel your fingers slide across the silkiness of the rose bush and the petals. And see the sun come up. Hear the birds chirp their good morning to one another. They're not worried about a thing. They'll find food or not. But God has given you what you need to succeed, and it's within. And the only way that you can connect with it is in the solitude of you knowing that it exists. Step back. Look at what it is that you want. Because it's there. Like I said about the vortex, it's there. and feel it. One thing at a time. Feel love. Feel security. Feel full. Because your words cannot come back to you void, but full, filled. All the promises of God are filling and true. And it's an immutable law that when your energy matches the energy of one of those promises, it's not a thing in this world or the next that could stop it from manifesting for you. This is a time when this is what we have to do. There are so many things that will take your energy away. Remember. Come back to who you are. Bring back your Christ nature. Give yourself a fighting chance and put on the armor that God has given to you so that you can stand firm and know that God is for you. If you don't remember anything else that I have ever said, remember that God is for you. He says in Jeremiah 29:11 that he knows the thoughts he has for you. Thoughts that will lead you to an expected good end. You have a Heavenly Father who only wants the best for you. Why are you fighting to keep mediocre when excellence is yours to have? And yes, you are fighting to keep mediocre because you keep saying what you don't have. Instead of looking at what you have and dwelling on it until more good comes, you're looking at that one speck of darkness in a sea of light, and you're giving it all of your attention, and you're saying, see, I knew I couldn't do it. I knew I shouldn't have it. What makes me think that I'm good enough to have it? What makes you think that you're not, when the God of creation says that you are? God loves you, all of you, the miraculous part of you. And the mistakes that you have made, hopefully you learn from. Forgive yourself immediately, because as soon as you ask for forgiveness, God did forgive you. Don't go back. Stay in the present, because it is always the now moment, and every moment creates the next moment, and every moment is the now moment. So there really is no future. There is only now. Past is gone. Live in the now. And in the center of this now in which I stand, all is whole, perfect, and complete. And I give thanks for the knowledge of this. I give thanks that God allows me to bring into this center of this perfect circle anybody and everybody who wants to come along. Stand in your purpose, my friends. Stand in the visible signs that you are God's. You're his holy child. You belong to him. Be blessed.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.